Rosh Shapiro was a brilliant Talmud Chacham, and he was close to Rav Dessler. He learned in the Mir, in Panovich, among other places. And Rav Moshe Shapiro was a massive, massive Marbitz Torah. He opened and started various yeshivos. He was instrumental in the Or Sameach and the Israeli Bali Tshuvma, very much in line with his teachings and with his philosophy. He delivered a Thursday night Parsha Shir for more than 20 years. This year was so well attended, I can tell you, because I went. I heard about Moshe Shapiro when I was in Israel. So one Thursday night, the guy said, we got to go hear Moshe. I said, for sure. They say, you might not understand that it's in Hebrew. So, all right, listen, I can hopefully understand the Hebrew. I got there, I think within about 5 minutes, I couldn't follow him anymore. And Moshe Shapiro speaks for about 2 hours each Parsha Shir. That was Strimals, Sarugis, No Yarmulkes, everybody in attendance. He delivered over 30 shiurim a week on different topics. And in addition to his extensive efforts in the tshuva movement in Israel, he was very active, actually, in outreach abroad. He started something called the Misilot Aliyah organization with the goal of locating Jews from the former Soviet Union. But what made him really special was that Moshe was unique in that besides his prolific teaching of what we call Toras Nigle, Shas, Poskim, he learned what we call Toras Hanister. Toras Hanister is, well, like Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Maharal, the Chasidus, the Sfas Emes, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. That's what we call Toras Nister. It's a little bit more hidden, a little bit more secretive. He was known for a phenomenal memory. Shiurim in Yiddish, Hebrew, English, whatever they needed. And what struck me about Moshe Shapiro, more than his unbelievable knowledge, was his avas hatorah. He radiated. There are certain people that when you meet them, they radiate avas Torah, which is really what we're going to talk about. Shemini Atzeres is all about. They radiate avas Torah. Rav Moshe Shapiro, Rav Herschel Schechter, Rav Ephraim Waxman, you meet them and you can tell this is somebody that clearly loves Torah and loves teaching Torah. So, as we celebrate Simchas Torah this end of this Yantav, let's learn some of the Torah from this Gadol. And it's an amazing idea that I hope you can expand upon and share and share back with me some of your thoughts. And he says there's 4 levels of Simcha over Sukkos. 4 levels of Simcha over Sukkos. Okay? We're getting to numbers 3 and 4. The first two we know, the Samachta B'Chagecha, that's an easy one. The second is the Simchas Beis HaShoevas. The Rambam tells us where they would bring the water that they would pour in the Beis HaMikdash, that even though it was a mitzvah, on when they would do the Simchas Beis HaShoevas, there was added Simcha. All right, so there's two. There's two so far. General V'samachta B'chagecha. And then we have the extra Simcha, the Simchas Beis HaShoevas. Great. But then, on Shemini Atzeres, there's a special Simcha. The Medrash tells us that Shemini Atzeres is comparable to a king who throws a massive party for his entire kingdom, and he invites everyone. And after the party, the king turns, Amar la ohavo, kfar yatsu yadeinu mikol b'nei ha-medina, they're going to go away. So Hashem says, after a long yantif, karbanos, and everything, one more day. One more day. Says your Moshe Shapiro. The extra simcha of Sukkos is that it's lifnei Hashem. The Simcha of Shemini Atzeres, amazing idea, is that it's Im Hashem. So the rest of Yantav was Lifnei Hashem. We did everything Lifnei Hashem. But to Shemini Atzeres, tomorrow night, it's about no mitzvos, no lulav, no hoshanos. It's just about the relationship with Hashem after an incredible few weeks. No matter what those few weeks looked like, in your home, in a minion outside, in a minion indoors with less people, with masks and tape and plexiglass. It's been an incredible 3 weeks. So we got one day, no mitzvos really, no extra stuff. It's just us. And that's this special simcha he says, Im Hashem. It's not just lifnei Hashem in front of God, it's with God. And that's why we'll read, as I shared this morning, Vizos HaBracha, in which we read a Hofia Mehar Paran, is about the Torah that we have. Okay, so if the whole point of Shemini Atzeres is our alone time with God, it makes sense that we focus on the one thing that makes us different, and that is the Torah. And that's why we read Bereishis, because Bereishis is not... Why do we read Bereishis on Sunday? It's not like when you had a Siyam as a kid, and the Rebbe said, you can't just end the Torah. You have to start learning something new. So that's nice. But the reason we read Bereishis is because the entire world, the entire creation is for Torah. That's why we read Bereishis. But Rav Moshe Shapiro says, if you're counting at home on your fingers, that's only three levels of simcha. The Samachta Bechagecha is one. The added simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva is two. Im Hashem is three. But says Rav Moshe Shapiro, there's a fourth. When we have the simcha Im Hashem, when it's with God, it's made even greater when we ourselves create that simcha. When we bring God into our lives, we celebrate our Torah learning, our year of hopeful Torah learning. That's the added level of simcha. We realize that what we can do with our lives, the ability to bring God into our lives. I'll never forget, I probably shared this in the past. When I was in YU, it was the year of the priests that were invited by Rabbi Lamb to come into YU. It was a big tumult in the Beis Medrash. All of a sudden, I turn around, and there's five priests, mit all the garb and the big cross, walking. Big fight, big controversy. Regardless of that, one of those priests went back to his church in Pennsylvania and gave a drasha in which he said, oh my gosh, I walked into this Beis Medrash study hall and I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. The people learned, the people studying with each other, the vibrancy, the enthusiasm. We don't need somebody else to tell us how amazing our Torah is. So the fourth level of simcha is that we can do it. And that's the uniqueness of Yizkor on Shmini Atzeres. In Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, the entire Shmini Atzeres is very quiet. In Israel, it's very busy. You know, this year, they already read Koheles. But they do Yizkor, they have Geshem, they have Akafos. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's very quiet. We completed the Gzar Din, right? The final judgment on Hoshana Rabbah, right? So that's done. We daven for rain in Israel, and we have a quiet moment of reflection on the before we get excited about Simchas Torah. It's the pause between the Hoshanos of Hoshana Rabbah and the Akavos of Simchas Torah, and that's the reason for Yizkor. Right? Shemini Atzeres is all about what we don't yet have. I don't yet have full redemption. I don't yet have Simchas Torah. I can't dance yet. And that's why on Shemini Atzeres specifically, we mark it with Yizkor for those in our lives that we no longer have. But we also say Yizkor with Simchas Torah just a few hours away because we're reminded what we do have in our lives is their Torah, their traditions, their Yahadus, what they pass down, their Minhagim, their Kiddush Kavs. We feel it in our davening, in our machzorim, in our tzfilos. We feel them in our going about of Yantiv. So Simchas Torah is not a time to celebrate the completion of the Torah, but it's to celebrate what it does for our lives. When we celebrate Simchas Torah, we're not, we did it, we finished it. A little secret, even if you didn't make it to Shul over you know, any point, or when we were closed down for 14 or 15 weeks, we're still going to finish Simchas Torah at the same time. We're not just completing it, but we're saying it has an amazing impact on our lives. And that's why I feel specifically this year, there were two ways we discuss already Slichos night, and we discuss this throughout the last number of months. There are two ways to go about this Yontif season. We could say, "Ay Nebuch, what are we going to do? It will be. It is what it is, and we'll wait till next year." And of course, we dealt with how we dealt with it, and we had to have multiple minyanim, and we had to have all of this, and we did it. But the other approach is, it's very unique. We daven with more passion. We've felt it in our bones more than in other years. We've had davening that even though there wasn't as much singing and as much of a crowd, we felt more connected. And the same way that Rosh Hashanah was very uplifting. And Yom Kippur, Simchas Torah should be no different. And in fact, Simchas Torah, we have a chance this year to really understand what we're doing. Simchas Torah is a celebration of the impact of the amazing gift of Torah on our lives. You know, I always try when I give drashos to try and tell people things they don't know already. So this might sound like something we know already, but it's an important reminder, especially this year. And that's why Simchas Torah, we can't sing and dance. So either we could say, all right, listen, we can't sing and dance, so we won't sing and dance. And next year, we're going to sing and dance even more. But there's another way to show our happiness. We can do the things that we're celebrating for. We're celebrating not just v'samachta b'chagecha, not just simcha that's b'fnei Hashem, not just simcha that's im Hashem, but simcha that I create with bringing God into our lives. For me, personally, as difficult as I thought Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur were, for me, those that know me, I love Simchas Torah. And I love dancing. And I love dancing with the kids. And I know that this year, it will be very different. The 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds, the 12-year-olds, they don't really care if Rosh Hashanah was 25 people or 100 people. But it hurts them. Simchas Torah, it's painful. It's painful for me not to be able to have that ruach. But at the same time, we're going to use Simchas Torah in the way in which what we're supposed to be doing, and that is celebrating Torah. A few people asked me over the last few days, should I even come? Is it worth coming to shul this Simchas Torah? So what I would answer is, number one, if you're comfortable coming, that's one thing. If you are not comfortable coming, then of course you should not come. No one should feel any pressure to come. But if you're not sure, because, all right, it might not be what it was last year, I would say, if anything, this is the year to be there. Our kavos will be shorter. There will not be the same dancing and the same singing. But what we will be doing is the following. First of all, everybody will be staying in their seats. Either myself or whoever wants to take a Torah for one of our kavos can take some sanitizer, can take a Torah, walk around. And we'll sing a song or two. If the weather is nice, we'll go outside, maybe spread out, have a little kumzitz, all wearing masks at the same time. Now, that's part one. So while general our kavos last about an hour and a half, that would obviously be much shorter. One song per akava, we'll sing from our seats. What we're also going to do is the following. We're going to learn. In between akavos, we're going to learn. We're going to embark on two major Torah projects that will not take too much time, but it will be shorter than even the regular years. What we're going to do is the following. The first thing we're going to do is at the end of each akava, which means about 3 minutes after it starts, there will be placed around the shul signs. Little piece of paper that say Bracious 1, Shmos 13. You take that paper, you open a chumash, you learn that parak. When you're done with that paper, you put it in the box that says completed, and that parak is done. And over the night and the day, we are going to make a siyum on the Torah as it's seaboard together. You take the paper, whatever it says, you just open that. Everybody has a chumash. I didn't have to copy and paste the entire Torah. You're going to take the paper, open the chumash. If you have a child there, or you have somebody from a far enough distance you want to learn with, matova manayim. Imagine a shul that sounds like a beis medrash on Simchas Torah night. They tell stories of many gedolim that on Simchas Torah would dance with the shas. They would walk around with svarim. So we're going to celebrate like a beis medrash. And I got to tell you, somebody today said to me, I told him this idea. So I told one of my rebbeim this. He saw it's a great idea. I told somebody else this idea. He says, Rabbi, you think the shuls you usually used to sing and dance are going to want to learn Torah? It wasn't our shul member, don't worry. And I said, yes. I said, absolutely, they're going to. First of all, it's usually me that's singing and dancing by the end anyway. So we're going to learn. And at the end of each, after the Akafa, we're going to recap all of Jewish history in less than 15 minutes. After each Akafa, I have a quick sheet. I'm going to review all of Jewish history, not every single aspect. That would take forever. But we're going to go over how in the world did we get here. That's what our Simchas Torah is going to look like. It's going to be different, but it's going to be amazing. We're going to have singing and a little singing, a little learning, and still be out in no time. What a mantra of a shul. Singing, learning, davening, all within a few hours. So that's the goal for this year for Simchas Torah. And at the end, of course, on the way out, we have a special treat for everyone. And there are some things that I have on my sleeve that I can't share with you beforehand, but it would be inappropriate for me to do that. So I'm looking forward to an amazing yontif, a yontif in which we celebrate the four levels of simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha, which we've done. A simcha that is of the Beis HaShoeva. A simcha that is im Hashem, that it's just us and God. And it's us and God because we realize that Torah is accessible for each one of us. We have learned more Torah these past few months than we've ever had. And our goal should be now, as we head into this winter, a very, very challenging upcoming winter. What do we want to make permanent? As things begin to seem more of the norm than they do the aberration at this point, what do I want my norm to look like? over the, not just Norm Litz, but my norm in terms of Torah learning over the next few months. And we're gonna set it in the ground now on Simchas Torah. And if you don't want to come to shul, you're not comfortable coming to shul, no problem. You want to email me a parak or two, I can email you a parak or two to learn. You can learn at home. Doesn't have to be in shul. We can celebrate wherever we are. But as a tzibur, wherever we are, at home or in shul, we're going to celebrate Simchas Torah with doing it with Im Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just us and him, with learning a Torah. And imagine if we can finish the Simchas Torah in which the Hakavos had less talking in between Hakavos and more learning, had more ruach than schmoozing. What? That's the way to end this unique Yantiv season. I didn't feel that we should just end it with a thud. Like, all right, we got the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We'll sing it. We'll sing the Hakavos one song and we'll go home. Let's end it with Talmud Torah. Let's end it with an inspiration from each other. The Rosh Hashanah was all about Yasal Chulam Aguda Achas. It's all about one. It's all about us. B'chosim Yad Kol Adam Bo. I'm in your book. You're in my book. So let's just make the not in how nice I am to you and you are to me, but in the learning that we do with each other. And that's the way that we'll put a real chasima, a real seal on this Yantiv season, a real beautiful end to what's been an incredible, challenging and difficult, but uplifting and wonderful Yantiv season. So again, I'm looking forward to this.